This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Policymakers, assemble.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Federal Reserve starts a two-day meeting in Washington today. It's been a key player throughout the financial crisis, kept interest rates low and pumped cash into the credit markets. And some are concerned that those extraordinary measures could lead to inflation. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is with us live from our bureau in New York with the latest. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Steve.
So tell us about this measure, the Producer Price Index, the PPI as we know it. It comes out in about half an hour.
Right. This is a measure of wholesale prices as opposed to retail prices. It's how the selling price has changed from the vantage point of the producer, not the consumer. And it's expected to rise by about 1% for November, and that's mainly because of a spike in the price of oil. Now, that may not sound like a lot, just 1%, but considering the PPI has been negative for much of the last year, it would be significant.
Now, Jeremy, the Fed starts this two-day meeting that I mentioned just a moment ago. Is this likely to affect their decision-making?
It probably won't, and that's because the Fed has said it's not worried about inflation in the near term. I just spoke with Bruce McCain, who's chief investment strategist at Key Private Bank. He said he's not expecting much change in Fed policy for the moment.
It's pretty much, I think, stay the course as they look for further improvement in the economy, particularly employment.
And, Steve, unemployment, as you know, remains at 10%. So for the time being, McCain and other Fed watchers say interest rates will probably remain near 0%.
All right. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you.
A little give back in stock trading right now. European shares are lower. Investors worried about Austria's banks and Greece's debt. Asian markets closed mostly down. Here at home yesterday, the S&P and NASDAQ had gains. The Dow tacked on 29 points to close at 10,501. Among the many innovations that helped fuel the financial crisis was the credit default swap, a bit like an insurance policy that pays out when a company or a government agency defaults on its debt. The owner of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is scheduled to launch a new service today aimed at making that business more transparent. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
CME Group is launching a clearinghouse for credit default swaps. It'll act as a go-between, making sure both buyer and seller hold up their ends of the deal. Exposure to credit default swaps nearly wiped out insurance giant AIG last fall. Michael Greenberger is a former regulator, now with the University of Maryland.
If AIG had to clear its products, there would have been a regular accounting of where they stood vis-a-vis the riskiness of the guarantees they were making.
And AIG might not have required an $85 billion taxpayer rescue last September. On Friday, the House of Representatives passed a bill requiring that many derivative transactions go through a clearinghouse. Securities law professor Lynn Stout of UCLA says it's a step in the right direction.
If you're going to let people gamble, at least make sure they can pay off their gambling debts.
But Stout says loopholes in the bill may limit its effectiveness.
There's tremendous potential there for the industry to essentially appear to be reforming itself without actually reforming itself.
Chicago won't be the only game in town. The Atlanta-based Intercontinental Exchange also clears credit default swaps. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Hey, if you want to learn more about derivatives or credit default swaps, check out our whiteboard series with Marketplace senior editor Patty Hirsch. It's at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. By the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And by Bank of America, 1 year into a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities.
UN Climate Change Summit continues today in Copenhagen. Marketplace is there with reporters covering those meetings. In the insurance business, a changing environment means changing risk. Over at one of the world's largest reinsurers, they're looking at how that can affect areas and properties it covers. David Bresch is head of sustainability and emerging risk at the Swiss reinsurance company, Swiss Re. He joins us right now. Hi, David.
Morning.
I'm curious why an insurance company would be interested in addressing climate change.
Climate change being probably the key risk of this century, definitely we have to figure out what are the consequences of a changing environment, a changing climate on our existing risks, the risks in our books, and where can we provide solutions to societies in order to better cope with a changing risk landscape.
So what are you doing to address these issues?
Basically, make sure we do understand the risks we are underwriting, and understanding the risk that not only mean looking back in a mirror, but it definitely means also envisaging the future, and especially through simulation techniques, making sure we understand the different possible futures we have to face, and we make sure we put them into our considerations.
Now, you looked at 8 locations, including right here in the United States, at Florida. So give me some examples of what you found in the state of Florida.
Basically, we said if we'd like to help societies develop in a resilient way, then we need to understand what does a changing climate mean to local communities. And namely, the one for Florida shows us that 40% of the loss projected by 2030 can be avoided by cost-effective measures. For example, if greenery is well-maintained and kept, reducing flying debris, so to speak, that has a positive impact or reduces losses in case of a large tropical cyclone event. And then in addition, definitely when it comes to the insurance side of the balance sheet, then it's making sure that the pricing of these covers is risk adequate.
Well, David Bresch, head of sustainability and emerging risk management over at Swiss Re, we do thank you for being with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
And check out Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl later today with coverage from the Copenhagen Summit. From climate change to spare change, a Salvation Army bell ringer collecting money at a shopping center in Connecticut got a surprise. A rare 1881 half-eagle gold coin was dropped into the tilly. The rare piece is the size of a nickel but could be worth hundreds of bucks. Officials knew they had something special when the coin wouldn't go through their change counting machine. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.